It was still dark. Mary saw that the large stone had been moved away from the tomb. So Mary ran to Simon Peter and the other follower, the one Jesus loved.
"They've taken the Lord, they've taken him out of the tomb. We don't know where to put him."
So Peter and the other follower started for the tomb. They were both running, but the other follower ran faster than Peter. So the other follower reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in. He saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then following him came Simon Peter. He went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen cloth lying there. He also saw the cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up and laid in a different place from the strips of linen. Then the other follower, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. These followers did not yet understand from the scriptures that Jesus must rise from death. Then the followers went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. While she was still crying, she bent down and looked inside the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. They were sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet.
"Woman, why are you crying?"
"They've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have put him."
When Mary said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus.
"Woman, why are you crying? Whom are you looking for?"
Mary thought he was the gardener.
"Did you take him away, sir? Tell me where you put him and I will get him."
"Mary."
"Rabboni."
That means teacher.
"I've not yet gone up to my father, but go to my brothers and tell them this. I am going back to my father and your father. I am going back to my God and your God."
Mary Magdalene went to the followers.
"I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He says, I am going to my father and your father. I am going back to my God and your God."
Now, we're celebrating today that Jesus is alive. Let's just get, once you've got your egg, if you sit down on the brown carpet again, that's great. Jan, you've been so good, you can have one as well. There. Here we go, if I take them. No, because you can, no, you're only having one, you see. There we go, right. Now, we're celebrating that Jesus is alive. But aren't we just a bit silly to believe that Jesus really came back from the dead? Did you know a survey this week discovered that 23% of people who call themselves Christians in the UK don't believe that Jesus really came back from the dead? That's a bit silly, isn't it? Maybe you're here today and you think this is all just a bit of a fairy tale, a bit like the three bears and Goldilocks. There she is. Or maybe you just say, oh, it's great if that works for you. Well, today we're going to see that Jesus' resurrection is the best news ever. And actually, it starts with the worst day ever. So I'd like to see your saddest faces. Can you do a really sad face? That's a really good one there. Really sad faces. There's some good ones there. Some of you can't do a sad face when I ask you to because you're now smiling. Let's see, out there, any really sad faces? It's hard, isn't it, if you're trying to smile at the same time? You just want to cry. That's sad. But there's lots of things that make us sad, aren't there? It's very sad when people are nasty to us. There we go, or they're mean to us. Or it's very sad if our pets get hurt. That's sad, isn't it? And probably the saddest thing is when someone we love dies. And it's so sad because we can't see them anymore, and we can't give them hugs anymore, and we can't talk to them anymore. And it's really, really sad. And that's what happened to Mary that first Easter Sunday. Her best friend Jesus had died, and she was really, really sad. Let's see your sad faces again. It's sad. And so, and when you love someone and you miss them, what you really want to do is you want to be with them. And so Mary, she goes to be with Jesus' dead body. And there she is on the way. And then her sad day gets even worse, because when she gets to the tomb, the little cave where Jesus' body had been put, the stone has been taken away. Now, Mary's not silly. She doesn't think, oh, he must have come back from the dead. She thinks, oh no, somebody's stolen the body. And now not only is she sad because Jesus is dead, she's sad because somebody has nicked his dead body. And even worse, they've left the clothes behind. And so she's so, so sad. And not even the two angels make her change her mind, or seeing the gardener. And so she says, they have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've put him. Now, many of us will know that death is very, very sad. Our bodies stop working properly, and then we die. And when someone dies, we can't take our money with us, we can't take our possessions with us, we can't take our toys or our stuff. It's all useless. And even worse, our friendships, the relationship ends. It's really sad. Mary's sad. It's the worst possible day. Now, what happens next? An amazing thing happens next. And if what happens next is just a fairy story or made up, then Christians are just a... If we've just made it up, well, Christians are fools. But what happens next is the best day. So what I'd like you to do is a really smiley face. Can you do a really big smiley face? There's some good ones here. Actually, that's such a good one there. You can have an extra chocolate. There we go. Hope you're allowed chocolate. Now, what would be your best day ever? Go on, what would be your best day ever? Anybody got something? Go on. When you get to see your dad again, that's brilliant. That's always very good.
When you're going to the park.
When you're going to the park, that's brilliant. What's another best day?
When you're going to the car boot.
When you go to the car boot, yep. I haven't got any pictures of these ones. None of these were the ones that I was quite expecting. I thought the best day ever might be your birthday. Yeah, that might have been a good day. What about your brother or sister being born or giving birth to a child? Actually, probably if you're an older brother or sister, your younger brother or sister being born is probably one of the worst days of your life. Maybe your retirement day. That was very heartfelt, Tim. Well, this is the best day for Mary, because there she is, she's outside the open tomb, and through her tears she spots a man. And do you remember what she thought he was? She thought he was the gardener, because he was fit and well and all that. So she's not thinking, oh, it must be Jesus. Actually, she thinks that man might have done something with the body. So she asks him, sir, if you've taken him, tell me where you've put him and I'll get him. And then one word, just one word, transforms Mary's life forever. Do you know what that one word was? He does come back, that's brilliant. But what was the word?
Alive.
Alive, almost. Go on, I heard one of the grown-ups saying it. Mary. And no one else could say her name like that. And she looks up, and through the tears, there he is. Jesus. His body's not in the tomb, because he's fully and completely alive again. And her name on his lips changes everything. Now, there's nothing more special than your name on somebody's lips, is there? So why don't you, if you're sitting next to someone you know and you love, why don't you just turn to them and say your name and say, I love you? Go on. And I've got nobody next to me. There we go. There we go. But imagine hearing your name on the lips of someone you love so much who you thought you'd never see again. Mary, says Jesus. And when Mary heard her name on Jesus' lips, she turned towards him. And at that point, she knows deep down, Jesus is alive again and I am his. Now, what I want us to do, after I've counted to three, I want you all to say your names together. Your own name. Okay? Can you remember your name? Yeah, you remember it? Okay, so when I've got to three, we all say our name. One, two, three, Nick! I don't think they're awake. I didn't hear them at all out there, did you? Let's try that again. One, two, three. Let's do it a little bit louder. One, two, three. There. That was much better. You're definitely here. That's great. But actually, the fact that you are all here today, because the risen, alive Jesus is here by his Spirit, and he's calling us each by name. Because he's alive, and he wants us to know him for ourselves. But you know what? This wasn't just the good day for Mary. It was the best day ever. I'm not going to get you to jump up like that man there. But I don't know what the best ever thing that could happen to you. But, you know, the best ever thing that could happen, maybe never having to say goodbye to someone you really, really love. Maybe it's the people you love being with someone, being with you forever. So because it's Easter Sunday, if you're with somebody you really love and they're next to you, just give them a hug quickly. Go on, there we go. Give them a hug. If they're a huggy sort of person, my apologies if you're not a huggy sort of person and you're just sitting there thinking, oh my word, what have I come to? We should have had a corner, no hugs corner, shouldn't we? But Jesus said to Mary, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am going back to, let's say it together, I am going back to my Father and your Father. I am going back to my God and your God. And do you know what? This, what Jesus says here, is the best news ever. Now, for this, I'm going to need four volunteers, okay, who don't mind hugging each other. Okay, one, two, three, four, and actually we'll have Megan as well. Come on, we'll have five. Right, let's all come up here. So this, I'm going to explain what's going on with this verse. Let's move this bit of wood out of the way. Here we go, let's come over here. So what we have, now I'm going to, notice it all goes well. We're going to have you, let's, you three over this way and you two over this way, okay? So what we have here is God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, okay? And there we go. Now, you want to give each other a big hug. There we go. There we go. Because God is three persons in one God who all love one another. God is lots of things, but one of the things, is you could say he's like a great big hug. Now, what we have over here is us, okay? Just give us a wave. Brilliant. Now, the problem is that God made us to be in relationship with him. So come on, let's come over this way, you two. He made us all to be in relationship with him. But we've decided we want to do things our own way. So we have to walk over, and we've gone our own way, and we're over this way. Okay, let's move you over this way. Come on, there we go. And that means that we're separated from God. And it's as if there's all this dirty stuff and dark stuff that's come between us and God. And so if you could just hold that, there we go. I was going to get one person to wear the T-shirt, but you can hold it between you. There we go. And so the problem in this world, there's a reason why death has come into this world, is because we're separated from the God who is life. The reason why hatred has come into this world is because we're separated from the God who is love. And it's just ruined the world, and it's ruined our lives as well. Now what happens? God in his love sends his Son. So which of you was the Son? Oh, it was you. Great. So you come into the world. Here you go. And you come to this world and you live an amazing, pure and holy, blameless life. There we go. Look at that. Holy and blameless. You hold on to that. And then you're showing everybody how to live in the world. And then when Jesus dies on the cross, it's as if he takes all our dirt and the stuff that comes between us and God and takes it on himself. There we go. And then when he dies, he buries it in the tomb. Go on, can you go and put it in the tomb? We'll put that black bit in the tomb. There we go. It's all gone. And then when he comes back to life, he then offers us his white T-shirt, as it were, so that we can be holy and blameless. And then he goes back and says, I'm going back to be with my Father and your Father, my God and your Father. So it's as if, you see, we're now part of the family. So you get, go and give him a big hug. Everybody hold a big hug. Ah, there we go. Let's just keep the T-shirt that way around, because it's, there we go. And so that's why it's so special that Jesus says, I'm going back to my God and your God, my Father and your Father, because he has now made it so that we can be part of the family. Brilliant. Thank you very much. You can sit down. And the thing that I want us all to realize is that through Jesus' death and resurrection, everything that is Jesus's, everything that is Jesus's becomes ours. So I can write my name on the back and it becomes mine. And I become part of the family of the Trinity, as it were. His Father becomes our Father. His God becomes our God. His love becomes our love. His life becomes our life. And Jesus is telling Mary that is now true for her and the disciples, and it's true for any one of us who puts our trust in Jesus. And now that Mary and the disciples are part of the family of God, all the sad things of the world are coming untrue. And so even when the worst things happen in the world, she knows she's hugged by God. When she dies, it's not the end, but the start of something even better, even closer to the God who loves us so much. So it started off as a sad day. Let's see your sad faces. Yeah. Then it became a good day. Happy faces. And then it became the best day ever. So let's jump up and go, yippee! Let's try that again. Come on. We'll start off sad day. Happy day. And then the best day ever. Yippee! Brilliant. That was great. And look, today can be the best day ever for any of us because we have a choice. The risen Jesus is calling us by name. And we each have a choice. We can either ignore it, we can wait, which is a bit unwise, or we, like Mary, we can turn to him, let him take all the stuff that comes between us and God away, and then welcome us into his family forever so that his Father becomes our Father. His God becomes our God. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're moving on to the next bit. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus being alive again. Thank you that that's true, and thank you that that changes everything. It changes our life now, and it changes our eternity because we can be in your family. And we thank you and praise you. Amen.